Wednesday, February 4, 2026, you are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, and I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City here in Denver, Colorado, and we are back for another week of talking sports with a dose of common sense. Hey, happy Wednesday to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope your week is going well, and I hope that you, your family, your friends, everyone in your world is staying strong and healthy right now. And yes, I'm playing hurt right now. Voice is not all there just yet. Trying to get the voice back together. I feel fine, but the voice doesn't sound great, and I apologize in advance. But how are you doing this week? How was that first weekend without the NFL? Man, that hit hard, didn't it? And I mean, don't get me wrong. There were things to watch. I mean, I watched some college basketball. It looks like Arizona and Michigan just might be the best teams in the country. I watched the NHL, where the Colorado Avalanche have a big lead, but they are struggling as of late. And the NHL is about to take a break for the Olympics. You don't know how that's going to affect a team. We have the NBA, where we could be seeing not just James Harden, but Anthony Davis, maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo, all be on the move very, very soon. And don't forget that those Winter Olympics in Italy are already going to be starting this Friday. And we're going to have a really interesting story. U.S. skier Lindsey Vonn, she's going to go out there and compete with a blown ACL. So, I mean, we have some things to watch in the world of sports. It's just that it's not the NFL. I mean, it just isn't the same. Hey, I hope you are getting those Super Bowl party preparations ready for Sunday. Speaking of Sunday, Super Bowl 60, of course, will be taking place this week. And as usual, we are going to get you ready for the big game like no one else can. We have got a Super Bowl preview show for you today, so let's go ahead and jump into that right now. Joining us this week on the Daily Dose, we are bringing a guest back that I wanted to have back because I wanted to kind of, you know, do a Super Bowl preview the way we do here at the Daily Dose. But Danny Johnson, of course, has been performing stand-up comedy in clubs across the nation. He has starred in TV commercials, Comedy Central's Laugh Riots. He was Florida's funniest comedian. He was a top 10 finalist there. Danny's a funny guy. And, you know, he visited us back in December, and I thought, who better to get us ready for Super Bowl 60 than a really funny guy? Danny Johnson, welcome back to the Daily Dose. We are happy to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Yeah, because it's a joke of a Super Bowl, you might as well have a comedian back.
Exactly. How are things going? Are you staying busy? What do you got going in your life right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Still promoting that new comedy special. 3 months ago, I put it out, if you remember, and we're almost at 200,000 views on YouTube.
Very nice.
So thank you for, I got a lot of positive feedback, positive feedback about my appearance here and other podcasts. So it's been great, man. Really been busy just promoting and having fun, and you know, all the good teams are out. So
yeah,
well, not good team. All the teams I like
are all the teams we care about. Exactly. You know, the New England Patriots, of course, will be facing the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday, February 8th in Santa Clara, California, in a rematch of Super Bowl 49 back in 2014. But Danny, maybe you're different than me. Do you have any rooting interest in this game whatsoever?
Zero. I have zero. If Bo Nix didn't get hurt, Broncos would be in. I kind of like the Broncos. You know, I was an Elway fan growing up, so I like the Seahawks uniform, the fluorescent, you know, yellowish, whatever they throw in there once in a while. But I like the Sam Darnold story. But really, I don't know. I'll probably bet on the coin toss and, you know, who's going to get hurt on the sideline or something.
I'm glad you brought that up, because here in a few minutes, I've got a few bets that we might want to take a look at, and I'd love to get your advice on. Here's an odd question for you. Can you remember the first Super Bowl that you really remember, like, being into, that you were, like, all in for?
Yes. I grew up a Giants fan.
Okay.
So I'd have to go back to them beating the Bills wide right, Norwood.
Sure,
missed
sure.
the field goal.
Yeah.
Anything younger than that, I kind of remember watching the 49ers win some in the 80s.
Okay.
But wasn't too much of a fan. But the ones where I kind of had, people over, and I was a young adult. And so it was the Giants beat the Patriots, of course.
Of course. Yes. Best. Never, ever Don't stop reminding people of that, because that's something that needs to be reminded of.
Didn't they lose to the Ravens though? The Giants with Kerry Collins was the
they did. And, yes. They did. Yeah, I remember that one as well. Yeah, my first one goes a ways back, but I was a Bronco fan from like a baby, so I remember. And I vaguely remember
The Janet Jackson.
Mishap. That was nice. Yeah, the wardrobe malfunction. We're gonna call it. Was that been your favorite Super Bowl? Giants over Bills, because that was a phenomenal game. That was a great game. Yeah,
the pins and needles till the last second. We had a bunch of Bills fans over the house too, and we made them sit on the floor in the center of the room, because you don't get a chair if you're a Bills fan and you come to a Giants house.
Of course.
And then we piled on them when the field goal went wide right. We just all jumped on it.
Even better. Those are the moments that just make Super Bowl parties that actually are fun. Because for the most part, I'll be completely transparent, I don't like Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
You get the people that don't watch football running in for the commercials, running out for the game, running in for the halftime, running out for the 2-minute warning. And I'm just like, my brain can't make it.
I kind of miss having snow on the ground during the Super Bowl parties. You can just put your drink in the snow outside.
Yeah.
You know, and let it cool.
Well, yeah, because you're down in, Florida now?
Yeah. Last Super Bowl party I went to, I was in shorts and a t-shirt.
That's different. That is different. I don't know. That would be like, being warm on Christmas. That would just
I think I went swimming at halftime when Brady and the Bucks won.
But you're kind of an adopted Jacksonville Jaguars fan. We know you guys have like a hot tub or a pool in the stadium. So that's fitting you now.
Well, I may have mentioned this on the last time I was on, but that's sort of like the running joke in Jacksonville. Like, as the Jags continue to struggle, they had a good season, but as they continue to struggle over the years, fans are like, we need a new offensive line. And the owner's like, how about a Jumbotron?
We're like, right. What if we just fix up the stadium and we don't do anything different?
We need a wide receiver. How about a pool? Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. We're going to drill down into our Super Bowl preview. I've got a few questions I'm going to give to Danny. Yep. He's going to knock these out of the park, because I'm going to give him some very, very nice questions. Yep. First off, you talked a little bit about it before. Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Hey, what can you say about this guy? He has just been so resilient.
Yes.
Is that because he's a ginger and has no soul, so he can just bounce back? Things just bounce off of the guy.
Yeah. Gingers are magic.
Yeah. No, you're right.
All facets of life, they are unicorns with magic powers, secret magic powers that you don't know about. And first of all, the Seahawks are going to light up the Patriots. That's my prediction. They're just going to be.
Wow. He's jumping right in. I love it.
Yeah. It's going to be embarrassing for the Patriots in any event, which I kind of like, because I would say I'm more, being a Giants fan, I'm not a Patriot,
Of course.
Sam Darnold, I think it's 100%. Ginger. However, if you look at that guy, Dalton.
Yeah. Andy Dalton.
Also a ginger. Struggles.
Yes. No, Sam Darnold got the good magic.
Yeah, maybe he got
Andy Dalton mode. Didn't. Yeah. Yes.
And I Something think. With side I don't know. Him. I don't know what it is, but it's an anomaly that Andy Dalton is not a superstar.
Meanwhile, on the other side, the New England Patriots have faced maybe the softest path ever to a Super Bowl. From a regular season schedule that ranks one of the easiest since like the 90s, the Chargers backup offensive line. You got CJ Stroud. You got the Broncos backup quarterback. Honestly, a drunk Kardashian at an NBA All-Star after party puts up more of a fight than what the Pats have seen.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that's going to come back and bite them in this game. You're kind of leaning that way, aren't you?
Absolutely. They can. Jared Stidham gave him a tough time, and Stidham's not a bad.
Yeah.
But 6 months ago, 3 months, a month ago, Stidham was an announcer for CBS. And then he was in a rec league, a rec football league.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
So, yeah, it's going to be a bloodbath. So I would take I don't even know what the line is. You know what the line is?
I'm going to give you that line. That line is 4.5 points.
Yeah. Seahawks favorite, of course, right?
Okay. We're going to go through this very quick Super Bowl preview.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Danny some questions, and I'm going to keep score for you. And we'll kind of get a ballpark, because we're going to predict a score. And I've got a scientific way to break these games down. It's not going to make any sense. I understand. Stay with me. Okay, first off, we look at the greatest players in each team's history. And New England seems like it would be great. You go, hey, Tom Brady, John Hanna, and then it really drops off. Because you're like, well, Steve Grogan.
Willie McGinnis.
Armstrong, Willie McGinnis, Andre Tippett. It falls off.
So you go advantage New England a little bit. We look at Seattle.
Randy Moss, forgot about him for the Patriots.
Yes, Randy Moss was there for a minute. You look at Seattle, you've got Russell Wilson, Bobby Wagner, Steve Largent, very good, Walter Jones, Cortez Kennedy. So if you just assigned a few points for each one of these, it's closer than you think, because you'd think, well, the Patriots, they've won all these Super Bowls. It's not that big of a blowout. They have Brady. And outside of that, they had a lot of no-name kind of guys.
Right. It's the dynasty. And then what about the Boz?
Yes. Let's give bonus points just for Bosworth alone. That idiot. Yeah, he was up there not tackling people. So we're gonna put a few points down for that. We're gonna add some points. Best fans. Now, when you look at best fans, New England has a bunch of fans that literally don't know who the quarterback was prior to Tom Brady. Right. Like if you said, who is the quarterback prior to, who is the quarterback when they played the Bears in the Super Bowl? They don't know. They have no idea. They just got a Brady jersey. That's all they know.
Right.
Meanwhile, Seattle, I mean, they retired the number 12 jersey for the 12th. Man, I mean, Seattle, they got some fans. They're kind of crazy.
Yeah, advantage Seattle for sure.
Exactly. Advantage Seattle. Here's a tough one. Best music. Up in New England, you've got Aerosmith. You've got New Edition. You got Donna Summer. You've got Boston. You've got Bell Biv DeVoe. You do have James Taylor. Seattle, you've got Heart. You've got Foo Fighters, Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Jimi Hendrix, Nirvana. But you also do have Kenny G. Okay. That's a tough one.
Well,
that's close.
Kenny G cancels out Taylor.
Right. No, we're on the same page. We're right here.
So yeah, I think we're advantage Seattle. For sure.
Advantage Seattle. I'm with you. Best hometown businesses. Now, I'm going to be honest. I think Seattle has a big advantage here. New England's got Liberty Mutual. They've got DraftKings, I guess, General Electric. Dunkin' Donuts is kind of a positive. Seattle is rolling out Costco and Amazon and Microsoft and Boeing and Nordstrom. Like, Seattle's Starbucks. Got some things. Starbucks, of course. So that's big advantage, Seattle.
Yes.
I mean, that's not close. You mentioned best jerseys. Seattle with the neon green. I personally think both these teams need to throw it back. New England needs to go back to those red tops with the white pants.
Like that.
Seattle needs to go back to the royal blue with the green trim. Those were beautiful. I don't know. When they both just wear their blues, I think they're both ugly.
Yeah, I go advantage Seattle. I think they were the first team to embrace the neon, and then you sort of saw it in, like, not Arena League, but other, like, UFL or whatever it was. You started to see those fancy-dancy fluorescents start showing up all over the place, and it was from Seattle. So yeah. Advantage Seattle.
Okay, we're gonna come back to this. So we're going to put a pin in this. Like I said, Seattle is a 4.5-point favorite. Over-under is 45.5 points as well. But we have a couple little parlay bets here that I want to get your opinion on, because this is a guy who knows what he's talking about. This is a guy who gets it. We're going to get his opinion on some of these bets. MVP, if you bet $100, you'd only win $145, but Sam Darnold, Seahawks quarterback, is the leading guy to get the MVP. Drake May is at 230, so he's second. Seahawks wide receiver Jackson Smith Njigba is third, and then running back Kenneth Walker is fourth. I'm going to throw in another one here. That meter to check for that electrical subduction or whatever's going on at San Francisco's field where they keep getting injured, that might be the MVP. If somebody goes out with a soft tissue injury, I think that's your MVP right there.
I love a soft tissue injury.
Don't you?
Such a weird... no one's ever gone to the doctor. I think I got a soft tissue injury in my...
I don't know what happened, but I think I tore my soft tissue.
I wish my doctor was in one of those blue tents, like in the parking lot. I wouldn't have to wait as long.
You just walk right in. You just open the thing and step in.
Somebody with a clipboard comes chasing me. Oh, it's not your appointment time yet.
Yeah, just take your pants off and go on in.
Right.
You're not my dentist. All right, we're going to move on to the anthem, because Charlie Puth is going to be singing the anthem over under 125 seconds. But hey, we know he can sing a little bit. This is a talented guy. 125 seconds. I have a feeling he might hold that out. Also, over under at your party, 30 seconds that some like boomer asks you, why is the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine singing the anthem? Because they do kind of look alike. Yeah, I don't know if you'd want to place a bet on the over under on him singing.
No, that's too risky, because
it is risky.
You got the wind, the weather, the crowd.
No, you're right. Good point.
how you can almost probably tell if they're doing really well the first minute. Like they feel confident in their voice and they know, yep. Oh, this is a good performance.
This
they
is might, a good way to go.
You know, give it.
Agreed. Agreed. Dumb. You can actually bet on what kind of Gatorade is going to get dumped on the winning coach. Yeah. And right now, orange is leading, followed by purple. Yellowish green is my pick because if it is Seattle, I think that's what they're going with. And then that's blue is a 4-1. Also, bucket of human excrement, you know, gathered from the sidewalks around that stadium has to be on the list because I feel like where they're at,
yes,
it's possible.
If they start, you know, they have an app that tracks human feces around yes. the city of San Francisco. If people pull that app up during the game and they start to see dots disappearing, they know a bucket of excrement is being collected. See,
yes, you're exactly right. Yeah. I'm telling you, we're breaking on the Super Bowl.
I can predict the score and the over-under.
You're ready on both? Okay, I've got two more. I've got two more easy ones for you. Halftime show. Bad Bunny's going to perform. We know a lot of times they bring out a bunch of kids. They have kids on the field dancing and doing the whole thing and participating with them. They're saying you can get 2-1 bets on if it's kids from United Way, 4-1 if it's UNICEF, 12-1 if it's just all of Philip Rivers' kids. So, like, how do you bet on that one? That's an interesting pick as well. And then maybe one of the bigger stories we've had, and we just talked about the Patriots. We know the Patriots are in this game. Head coach Bill Belichick somehow missed being elected into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this last week. You know, Aikman and Buck are going to bring that up. They're going to talk about it. I kind of want to know what they're going to say, but they're saying you can get odds, whether they say it's because of Spygate, which it could be. Mm-hmm. It's because voters, you know, credit Tom Brady more than Belichick, or it's because voters are saying, hey, you waited 49 years for your girlfriend. You can wait one more for the Hall of Fame. I'm kind of leaning towards that one because I think it's just pure jealousy.
Yeah. And okay.
It's spite. It's purely spite. All right. We're going to break down. I need a score, final score, and I need your MVP pick. Who's going to be picking up the MVP? Super Bowl 60. I know we're asking a lot. We're jumping in this one pretty quick, but who do you got coming out on top in Super Bowl 60? What is your score?
It is 31-10 Seahawks.
Oh, wow.
People will tune out before Bad Bunny gets on stage, I think.
Gonna already be done.
Yeah. It'll be a blowout, and it'll be four touchdowns, two to Smith Najigba, and two running touchdowns by two other people. But, yeah, and then just a touchdown and a field goal for the Pats. And Drake May will be sacked 5 times. And it's so it's the under. It's the under. It's 31.
It's the under. Yeah.
And Darnold is the MVP.
Darnold.
Yep.
See.
No picks. He'll throw 2 touchdowns, 280 yards. It's a done deal.
I'm really, really hoping with the way the Patriots season has gone this year that they are not going to have some kind of weird he goes out and warm-ups and pokes himself in the eye or something because that's how their season has gone this year. But
what was that last year's Super Bowl? The year before, that guy in the 49ers, the linebacker celebrating.
Yes, celebrating. Touchdown.
He jumped up and came back down and injured. He's out for the whole game.
Right. You didn't even get going yet. Hey, our predictions aren't that far off.
Oh, interesting.
I think if one team can run the ball with consistency, I think they have an advantage. I just don't know which team is going to do that. I'm not sure I fully trust Sam Darnold, but I don't trust Drake May. I went Seahawks 27, Patriots 13, and Jackson Smith Njigba gets the MVP. Like you said, I have him scoring a couple touchdowns and making a few big plays. I don't think you can cover him.
Yeah, I think he'll get the MVP if he receives and also rushes for a touchdown on an
that would be nice.
Or something like that. So
give him the ball.
Yeah, if he gets just 2 touchdown receptions, then it'll be Darnold because you know. But if he gets 2 of those or 1 of those and then an end around, you know, it's him.
Then he's golden. Yep. Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Here is the question I have for you now.
Okay.
We've laid out the Super Bowl. We broke it down scientifically. We already know what's gonna happen. You can go bet how you want to.
Right.
What are your Super Bowl plans? What are you going to be doing for the Super Bowl? Are you working on it? What do you got going?
Oh, great question. I was offered a gig, and I reminded who the I reminded the booker. I'm like, these people want a show on Super Bowl Sunday, and I never heard back. So I'm free. I'll probably go to a neighbor's house and watch it for a little bit.
Sure. Well, because you're going to be done at halftime. Here is the next question. If we held a draft of the best Super Bowl food, what are you taking number one?
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm thinking back to all the Super Bowl food I've had.
Sure.
I got let me go with a sleeper here that is sort of, it's an appetizer, sort of a snack food.
Best thing to do.
Often looked past is deviled eggs.
Oh, you're 100% right. Great call on deviled eggs. I know we have one listener that is going to be thrilled with that answer. That's
you throw
a
chips of bacon on the top and little paprika. Like there's, I eat a socially unacceptable amount of deviled eggs.
To the point where
I have to go ask people, hey, go get me a couple more deviled
eggs. Go get a few more. One other little tip. Just toss one slice of jalapeno on top of that bad boy. Just makes everything a little bit better. I was going to go wings. Because again, you're at the Super Bowl. I don't want like a big, you're just kind of eating, like you said, appetizer. Right. I want to go appetizer. I want to go small here and there. Deviled eggs are a great pick. I like the wings. You can say like pizza or something like that, but I kind of want it smaller. That's too much for me. I'm going to get full and I need to be able to have a drink.
A good dry rub lemon pepper wing or a crispy teriyaki wing. Yep. You know,
you're exactly right.
I go blue cheese on wings. I don't know about you.
Do you? No, I go ranch. Blue cheese is not allowed in my house, but
I understand because we have the chunks of cheese.
Wow. Yeah. The big blue chunks in there, no less.
Absolutely.
That's really, really good. Drink of choice. Are you having a drink or are you just staying even keeled?
Even keel. I'll have a couple Heineken Zeros maybe.
Okay.
But, I haven't had a drink in a long time. So, past years, I would not remember the Super Bowl, so we're gonna take it easy.
Now, let me ask you this. If your team was playing in it, how would your menu change?
Oh, well, I would, that's great because you spend more money when it's your team. You gotta make
you
it more.
You do, but you also have a hard time eating. Like you're like, oh, I'm struggling to eat. I'm too nervous. Like,
I'm a nervous eater. So,
So then you're picking it up even more.
Yeah, I'd probably go wings and then those deli sub sandwiches.
Yeah.
You know, the heroes or whatever. And then deviled eggs, buffalo chips, the whole pickles, the whole gam, little charcuterie. I wouldn't make the charcuterie.
That's a great call. That's a great call, though. No, that's a good Super Bowl layout right there. Well, hey, I want to say thank you so much for stopping by. First, before we let you go, though, I've got to know, what do you have going? Where are you at? Where are you performing? Where can people find you? Where can we come see you? Because you're a funny guy and they need to come find you.
I need to come out west, right? I need to get
you
out.
You do.
There.
You need to come out to Denver.
The Comedy Works, right? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Comedy Works is a good one. We've got one down in Springs. We've got one up in Loveland. We've got a number of places. Yeah, you got to come out to Colorado.
Yeah, the next couple weeks is I'm shooting one commercial that's coming up, and then I'll be performing down in South Florida for a few days, but nothing out west coming up. But people can go to DannyJohnson.com, and all my links are there to my specials, to my social media. Check it out. Yeah, I need to get out west. When? In the spring, maybe.
In the spring. Yeah, that'd be a good time to do it. The spring is when we get all the snow, so come out in the spring.
In March, April, you get snow in March, April?
So my kids were born in March and May. There were blizzards on both days they were born.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No, everybody thinks a white Christmas in Colorado, maybe up in the mountains, not down here. Down here, March, April, May, we get blasted with snow. Now, it goes away quickly because the sun comes out and it melts off really fast. But no, you'll get rocked with snow down here in the spring. Okay. My daughter didn't know there was school on her birthday.
But it's not 10 degrees.
Because her birthday. Right? No. It's a hard snow at night, and the next morning it comes out, and it's 50, and it melts off, and it's gone. She didn't know she had school on her birthday because she got snow days every day for like 5 years. She had no idea. Right. Yeah, so it's just how it is.
Sort of like my son when he was younger. His birthday is July 1st, and that weekend was always fireworks for the 4th, and I used to tell him that the fireworks for his birthday. Everyone's doing fireworks for your birthday, and then he got older, of course, and he's like, I think everyone.
Found out.
I was like, yeah.
This is also your present. I just want you to be aware. That's great. Well, Danny, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for stopping by the Daily Dose, running through our picks on the Super Bowl with us. And we're going to see, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah.
If we get this right, we're both leaning in the same direction. We're both leaning in Seattle. We'll see if we get maybe an entertaining game at
and
least.
Get it right, I'm going to ask you to clip this and we'll post it.
You're exactly right. I'm right there with you. We absolutely will do that. We will send people to your website. Always enjoy you stopping in, but thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks, Clint.
Hey, next week on The Dose, we have been invited to attend the second annual Northern Plains Glitterati Super Bowl party, and we are going to try to record another live episode as soon as Super Bowl 60 is over. Hey, you never know what's going to happen there. So be sure you tune into The Dose and be sure you let a friend know to do the same. Hey, I want to say thank you so much to Danny Johnson for stopping by The Dose. I enjoyed our conversation and hope you'll come by again. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you for listening to The Daily Dose every week. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for the text. Thank you for the tweets. But more than anything, thank you for sharing the show, for sharing the videos, and for sharing the articles with someone that you know. We absolutely love it when you do that. Have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. I will see you all next Wednesday. Have a great week, everybody, and enjoy Super Bowl 60.
Yeah, gingers are magic.